So you have been very busy since we last spoke.
Cool. Yeah, I've been supporting the airlines, paying my share of airport taxes.
Concert tours in China and the Far East.
Yeah.
You raised hundreds of thousands of dollars for people with dystonia and raised awareness.
Well, I hope I've raised awareness. I continue to try to do that.
Dystonia Foundation says you reached 70 million people.
Sometimes I feel like it.
Met every single one of them, did you?
Right.
Well, you've had a great year. Commander of the French Foreign Legion.
Actually, yeah, I will certainly stick with commander, but it's in the order of arts and letters.
Yes.
It's not the Foreign Legion.
Right.
I mean, as much as I would like a cask on my head and to relive Claude Rains and that whole crowd.
What's worth a medal Bogart. And a fine yeah, Bordeaux, I
it's,
hope.
Yes, it's certainly worth a little rosette in the lapel. It's great. You know, I live in Baltimore, and they give you this in the Palais Royal, in the Royal Palace in Paris. Minister of Culture bestows it upon you. And the waiting room was the waiting room of Jerome Bonaparte, Nappy's brother. And it's, you know, it's all gilt and crystal chandeliers. And his first wife, Jerome Bonaparte's first wife, was a young lady from Baltimore.
Oh, my God.
Elizabeth Patterson was her name.
Those are your old haunts.
It's where I live. So Wallace Simpson wasn't the first one.
Wow.
She just followed in a distinguished line. Napoleon was so enraged and incensed at his brother's somewhat impromptu wedding that when Miss Patterson was to arrive in Europe, and she was to arrive not in a French port but in Amsterdam, Napoleon contacted the Dutch government and asked them to refuse to let her land. He contacted the Vatican and asked them to dissolve the union, and he was upset with his brother.
So you had wonderful reviews for Two Hands, and then interviewed on 60 Minutes, ABC World News Tonight, CNN, The London Observer, the BBC, Le Monde, Figaro.
Yeah, it's all very, very pleasant in its way. I guess it's the way of the world today.
But the important thing is, how do you feel?
Knock wood. For the years that I carry, I feel very well. What I am most grateful about, though, is the continued opportunity to be able to make music with my friends, with my colleagues. Had the pleasure of giving the French premiere of the Hindemith Klaviermusik mit Orchestre, piano music with orchestra, with Kurt Mazur. I had never played with Maestro Mazur in all his years at the Philharmonic.
So you are recovered?
From my travels?
That too. Dystonia.
Oh, no. No, I am. I think it has to be present participle. I think I'm a recovering dystonic without the 12-point program. No, once a dystonic, always a dystonic.
So you're still getting the Botox treatments?
Yeah.
And is it affecting your playing?
Well, it enables me to do certain things, to play certain repertoire. I can't play all repertoire, so I have my limits there. But I'm very grateful for what I can play, and I have to pick and choose a bit. It's getting to that interesting point in my life where is it the Botox or is it the burden of the years? You know, which is preventing me from, you know, rippling off the Tchaikovsky Fifth Piano Concerto.
What about technique? Do you play two-handedly now the same as you did 40 years ago?
Depends on the piece. If it's slow enough, yes. Fast enough, no. I think there's a certain loss of muscle mass, you might say. Yeah, you don't find soon-to-be octogenarians, you know, traipsing around Tchaikovsky concertos. Or if they do, you give them urine tests.
Gee, and there's a vision.
Yep. No, I'm all for steroids, for God's sakes. I'm just looking for a source.
Which is the piano steroid? How many concerts do you play a year?
You know, I haven't counted them up, but it's got to be somewhere 60, 70, in that 80, somewhere in there.
And people are pretty happy to see and hear you.
It's very nice, yes, I must say. I sometimes can't tell, you know, whether they're applauding just the fact that I can find the piano as I walk out on stage, or they truly enjoy my music making.
Do you give them a bit of one hand and then a bit of two hands, or?
Yeah, I think I can legitimately bill my concerts as three-hand concerts. That's if you just add the two plus the one, yeah.